Finally famous in this game.
Ryan Falcon, this for you, homie. You've been asking for it. You've been wanting this for a minute. Man, this review, this all you, man. So we're about to go. We're about to give you the Big Sean, Finally Famous, the album review. Let's go.
he's the Detroit representative?
Dog. Man, no, he didn't represent D-Well to me. I mean, he didn't represent what I'm used to listening to and what I'm used to hearing from artists from the D. And just because, like I said, I don't hold grudges, just because you're from the D don't mean I'm automatically like you. So, or anybody in my friends gonna like you, because if you got to come correct when you grab that mic, man, for real. If you grab that mic and you whack, get put up the stage.
How you feel about it, though?
How I feel about it?
Yeah, how
I didn't like it. I mean, I didn't like the album at all. It was too pretty boyish. It was too flashy, like real flashy. Not knocking up the older, old school artists that were flashy back in the day, but it was just too. It just, to me, it wasn't Detroit. I mean, I know some of my friends can agree with that. Some of my dudes I grew up with.
Yeah, I said this was the worst album I have heard all year long. And we're 6 months in. Straight up.
Damn!
Straight up. Now, that's first listen. Second, third listen, I kind of started to understand a couple of things that's not... I understood the album or what he was going for.
I don't mean it was a good album.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I understood what he was doing. Now, the main problem that I have with the album is that it's an album full of singles. It's all, like you said, it's very, very, very pretty. You know what I'm saying? And it was the same thing from track to track to track to track to track. You know, and that just kind of bothered me, man. I didn't have enough substance. You know what I'm saying? But
teacher, you know. I want to, and I know I'm gonna disappoint all the people that hate me. But to be honest, I don't really have that many bad things to say about this album, and I'll tell you why. This album was clearly not made for me. This album was made for people that are about 10 to 12 years younger than me.
Thank you.
Now, I know people are gonna be on there. Well, that's what you said about the Tyler, and you would disagree. Yes. And the reason I disagree with the Tyler was because I can put Bastard on and I can understand it. With this album, there is zero for me to understand. When I first put this Big Sean on, I remember I got through the third track and I turned that bullshit off because I thought it was absolutely fucking horrendous. Is my opinion still the same? Yes. Me being a 33-year-old man, yes. I think the album is fucking horrendous. Oh, <God. laughs> But if I was a 15-year-old kid,
you would love it.
Living with my mom, driving around in a Toyota, you know, having a good old time, having a great life, I would think it's great. I would think it's great. No, let's be real.
No, come on.
Hold on, Ken. Goddamn.
No.
Because this is not. This is me, and you know, I don't give motherfuckers passes. This is me. The reason I say all this is because, yes, this album was created for a certain demographic and it's beyond obvious. If you are a 33-year-old, fuck that, if you are over the age of 16, I can't understand you liking this album. I can't. Because Big Sean has one of the worst flows, his voice is fucking annoying as hell, and the album itself, like Ken said, it's made of singles. That's why it's not made for you, it's not made for me, because we don't buy albums for singles. 15-year-old kids buy albums for singles. They buy them for singles and ringtones. Kanye knew exactly what he was doing when he grabbed up Big Sean. He wanted a Soulja Boy, he wanted a Waka Flocka. He got one. He got one with Big Sean.
You know, as a guy that puts together playlists, that used to DJ put the stuff together, there are certain songs I understood why he did what they did. He would definitely, my last, Chris Brown. So he had and that's the thing. So he had the songs that were obviously aimed for the radio, right?
All of them.
And that's the problem.
Why is that a problem?
Why is that a problem?
It's a problem for you because you don't buy albums like that.
Wait.
It's not a problem for a 15-year-old child.
No, I want Ken to explain. What's the problem with the album being nothing but singles? Now, hold on, and also let me say this. I didn't say it was a great album or anything. I just said, I agree with Mike. I see what he was doing. The demographic is for, like, teenagers. It's for boppers. And the thing about it is, I got a guy, shout out to Justin if you're watching this, he said, oh man, when he found out that I was going to be doing, he's like, man, I love Big Sean. I'm like, what do you like about Big Sean? And he's in college, and he likes to do all the things that college kids do. And he said, Big Sean appeals to me.
Big Sean is, he's fabulous if fabulous couldn't rap. Big Sean cannot rap. Big Sean, look, Big Sean is very poppy, and you guys are right. Hold on, and you guys are right in terms of him, like Kanye getting a poppy guy, and he did that. You know what I'm saying? But Big Sean, you know, Big Sean is nothing brand new. Big Sean is not great. Big Sean, I could even say he's not horrendous, because even when you listen and you try to analyze what the fuck he's saying, he has very clever wordplay at times. Occasionally. And he's very funny.
He has some nice lines. And like Dead Up, for instance. And me and people talked about this. If you take all of the fresh lines from that album,
he has two hot songs.
And he might have three hot songs. He might have a solid EP. Exactly. That you would probably like.
Yeah,
think about exactly. it. He had the line where he says, "Hold on." He had a line where he says, "Everywhere I go, I keep the what do you say? I keep my city on my back. That way, when I fall, I'm crowd surfing on the map." That's a pretty decent line for a pop artist. I really can't say that many bad things about this album, because I put it on, I'm basically listening to fucking Lil Bow Wow. I'm basically listening to Lil Romeo. I can't judge those albums because they weren't made for me.
Yeah, Big Sean is a grown fucking grown man Bow Wow, and I agree with C-Town. He's a grown Bow Wow, he's a grown Romeo, and the thing is that a grown fucking man, a real grown man, is not gonna listen to this and be like, oh hell yeah, you got that new Big Sean. Ain't nobody gonna do that.
That was my point when I keep saying that it's fucking horrendous. When coming from a 33-year-old man, or even a 26, 27-year-old man, the shit is bad. Yeah, like, hey, yo, Mike, but coming from a child don't know shit, that don't know no better, I'm not saying that Big Sean is a great rapper or a terrible rapper. I'm not really sure. But what I'm saying is, out of the entire, 16 tracks, he had about 6 bars that I thought were like decent bars. Right. That would lead me to really think that he got lucky on a couple bars. Right. That wouldn't lead me to think that he was a great rapper and he dumbed his style down. But to that point, that album was not enjoyable for me.
Yo, let's not bash Big Sean. Like, he can't rap whatsoever like Walker can.
He can rap, but the man is not great.
The man is not lyrical. The man is what he is, man, and he's very poppy, and he's selling. This is marketed. I hope that it's marketed, and I hope that the 16 and 15-year-olds like it, because it's, for me, from a grown man perspective, I'm a grown-ass man. My testicles have dropped. I'm a grown fucking man. This shit is not for a grown man.
Hey, Beatty just, like, completely left the conversation.